Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marx starts right now.
Welcome in, welcome in. It is Fantasy Forecast here on 98.7 ESPN. Apologize, some technical issues early this morning, but we made it on air, and that's the most important thing. It is week 13 of the NFL season. What does that mean? I know how important week 13 is, because it is for me as much as it is for you. As you know, I play in 9 leagues, and out of those 9, I want to say 6, I believe 6, I'm in the predicament where I have to win to advance and get into the postseason. This week is a very interesting week because there are a number of quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight ends that are great streaming options this week that I'm going to get to in the next 40 minutes with you until 8 o'clock. Of course, as always, 8 o'clock New York game day kicks off, and we'll have both Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Canty on the program today. So excited to have Chris Canty back in action, getting you ready for both the Giants and the Jets games this afternoon. Okay, so as always, typically how we start the show, and again, phone lines are open, 800-919-3776 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. I'll start taking calls around 7:30, but as always, I like to start the show to get you in the know, some of the top storylines out there that you need to be aware of, right? Okay, so as we know, the Bucs and the Panthers are on a bye. Okay, and pretty much, you know, there are two teams that really possess a lot of fantasy players that a number of us have rostered. So that's another, you know, kind of, caveat that is making week 13 difficult. All right. So what do we know? We know Trubisky is going to start at the quarterback position for Chicago, but he's got a very favorable matchup going up against the Detroit Lions. Mike Glennon is going to get another start for Jacksonville against Minnesota. And also, I do not believe that Daniel Jones is going to be active today. I understand that he made the trip. I understand that he's listed as doubtful. He has not been ruled out yet by the Giants. I had Stefania Bell on my radio show yesterday, and we did a deep dive into his injury. And I think it would, I'll use the word foolish. I think it'd be foolish for the Giants. And keep in mind, the Giants have one of the most conservative medical staffs in the NFL. So, and I don't consider them foolish at all. So I do not expect Daniel Jones to start today. So Colt McCoy will get the start. What does that mean? You downgrade Evan Ingram, you downgrade, Sterling Shepard, you downgrade Darius Slayton. Okay. So in regard to quarterbacks, also, we got to keep an eye on what's going on in Miami with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, because I picked up Ryan Fitzpatrick, I want to say in 2 leagues, anticipating that he was going to get the start because I was hearing that Tua's thumb was not good. But as of yesterday, reports were that Tua was going to give it a shot. I still think, you know, even though it's a favorable matchup going up against Cincinnati, I think it's too risky to start either. Well, if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts, he's going to play, that's fine. But if Tua starts, I don't know if I would start Tua because he's coming in already with a thumb injury. I just think it's too much of a risk. I think that's it in regard to... Also, Cam Newton is dealing with an ab, like an oblique issue. Keep that in mind. He is not he's not tossing touchdown passes. He's being utilized, running the football in as opposed to passing the football. Okay. So that is a concern for me. I also went out and I picked up Cam Newton. I thought he had a favorable matchup against the Chargers, but because he's dealing with an oblique injury... And the Patriots are utilizing him more with his legs than his arm. I have downgraded him. And also, last night up on Roto-World, apparently Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with a knee issue. Excuse me, and is questionable for Monday Night Football against Washington. So those are the quarterbacks that you need to be concerned with. Dalvin Cook has been dealing with an ankle issue, but he's going to give it a go. Also, Madison, his backup, is going to be inactive today. So Minnesota is going to need Cook to have a big day. There's no fallback on Madison. Josh Jacobs is out. Devontae Booker will get the start against the Jets. Philip Lindsay is dealing with a knee issue. Looks like we're going to get a heavy dose of Melvin Gordon against Kansas City. Todd Gurley is dealing with a knee. I would not start him anyway against that Saints defense. Their Saints defense is just sick. DeAndre Swift still dealing with concussion issues. I do not anticipate him to go today for the Lions against Chicago, so we can get another a heavy dose of Adrian Peterson. Carlos Hyde's been dealing with a toe, but listen, Chris Carson's back in action. That's who you need to be starting in that backfield. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been dealing with a quote-unquote illness, did not practice this week, again, because of the HIPAA laws. You don't have to report a player who is on COVID if they don't want to be known. Not sure if this is COVID or not. All we know is that it is an illness, but you want to keep an eye on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Trying to see if there's any other running back information that you need to be in the know about. Oh, also, in regard to quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson. Again, I had Stefania Bell on my show yesterday, and she kind of like gave us the rundown in regard to all the hoops that Lamar Jackson has to jump through in order to be able to play on Tuesday night against the Cowboys. Now, this is difficult. That Tuesday night game does count for week 13, but there's no guarantee that he's going to play. So what do you do, right? Like, you know, I think it's really risky to sit and hope and pray that Lamar Jackson is going to play on Tuesday night. If we don't get an absolute 100% reassurance at 11:30 this afternoon, when the active inactive lists come out and you know, everyone's kind of talking about fantasy and we're talking about players and we're talking about who's going to play and who's not, and it's not confirmed that the Ravens come out and say Lamar Jackson is playing on Tuesday night, I think it's too risky to play him. And I'm going to give you some quarterbacks that you can play this week that won't be as risky. In regard to running backs, we've got two running backs that are back in action, and I'm loving it. Myles Gaskin for the Miami Dolphins is back this week, and also the Miami Dolphins have a ton of injuries to their running back core. So I'm expecting a really big workload for Myles Gaskin. Also, I'm hearing that he has looked great at practice the last 2 weeks. He's been practicing the last 2 weeks. Also, David Johnson is back in action for the Houston Texans. Same thing. I've heard that he's looked great at practice. So two running backs that definitely could be very serviceable for you this week. Wide receivers, DJ Chark has been dealing with ribs, but from what I understand, he's going to give it a go against Minnesota. Nelson Agholor is dealing with a knee. I think Hunter Renfro can be a sneaky good play today against the Jets. He plays out of the slot. And the Jets have been giving up a ton of passing yards to opposing wide receivers from that slot position. So Hunter Renfro can be a sneaky good play for you. Debo Samuel back in action for the 49ers. Was limited at practice this week because of a hamstring issue, but will play on Monday night against the Bills. Julio Jones dealing with a hamstring issue. Did not practice this week. Was limited, I believe, on Friday. But let's be honest, has a tough matchup against Marshawn Lattimore and those Saints. A.J. Brown is dealing with a hip issue, but is expected to go for Tennessee. Allen Robinson is dealing with a knee issue, but is expected to go for Chicago. I really like him this week. In regard to tight ends, Janu Smith is out. And so Anthony Frisker, weird last name, Frisker is going to get the start for Tennessee. And last time he got the start, he was targeted. He got a hefty target share, put up some solid yards, and I believe scored a touchdown, if not two. Irv Smith is out for Minnesota. What does that mean? Could be a big day for Kyle Rudolph. I'm actually playing Kyle Rudolph in a lot of DFS leagues, just FYI. Some other players that are back in action, either off the COVID list or off the IR, and that is, of course, Brandon Ayuk back in action for the 49ers, Adam Thielen back in action for Minnesota, Zach Ertz is expected to be active for the Eagles later on this afternoon. Not sure I would play him. Word out of Philadelphia is that they're going to take their time with him, so he might be on a pitch count. Jonathan Taylor, off the COVID list, will be in the backfield for the Colts. I do like Hines today. I think Hines will be utilized in the passing game. So Hines is the running back of choice for me today in that backfield for the Colts. All the quarterbacks for Denver are back in action, including Drew Locke going up against Kansas City. And on the defensive side of the ball, as we know, the Pittsburgh Steelers lose Bud Dupree. That is a huge loss for them, especially if you have TJ White in a if you're in a fantasy league where you have defensive players, because now he's going to get double, triple teamed now probably for the remainder of the season. Khalil Mack is dealing with a back issue. Let's make sure he's active for Chicago today. The Browns have a slew of injuries to their secondary, which really could bode well for Tennessee and A.J. Brown and Ryan Tannehill. And we want to keep an eye, especially Giants fans, you want to keep an eye on Carlos Dunlap. Dealing with a foot issue, listed as questionable, he's been the elixir in that Seattle Seahawks defense and why they've been playing so well the past few weeks. So you want to keep an eye on Carlos Dunlap. Bradley Roby, DB for the Houston Texans, suspended because of performance-enhancing drugs. Could really open things up for Indy and Phillip Rivers. Love me some Michael Pittman Jr. today. Myles Garrett is back in action for Cleveland against Tennessee. And Matt Milano, linebacker for the Bills, back in action for the Bills going up against the 49ers. So these are the players, and I know that they're it's a laundry list. I know it's a lot. But these are the players that you need to be in the know about. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll hear from Cynthia Freeland. Like I said, she was on with me yesterday. She has her fantasy sleepers. I'll give you my fantasy sleepers, and then and we'll start taking your calls. As always, Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network joins me each and every Saturday. We talk about some of the best bets that are out there, as we did this week heading into week 13. And then we end with her fantasy football, and I like to call them sleepers, guys that might be flying a little bit low on the radar. And as always, we start with her quarterback.
Okay, so I'm actually probably the only person that's not eyeing Derek Carr, but I will just say I'm staying away from him because I told you I think the Jets defense is going to come on a little stronger in this one. So that's my one, like, anti-pick, because you could go in a lot of different directions for who, which quarterback you're looking at. I think Cam Newton could have a really strong showing just because of the ground, the aspect on the ground and the rushing touchdowns. I think you could go with the rushing touchdown king, that's Taysom Hill, of course. I think that the Falcons defense obviously looked better last week against the Raiders, but I don't know if I think that that's going to happen against the O-line that the Saints are putting out there. It's just not, to me, going to happen. So I think Taysom's probably one of my favorite ones in that regard. And also, I was looking to, I don't love playing this one. I don't always love playing, you know, the Tom Brady, the guys, the older crew. And you can't play Tom Brady this week because he's on a bye. But, you know, you could look at Matthew Stafford. I understand that the Bears defense is a little dicey, but they're not good when they don't blitz, and they haven't been blitzing as often. And Matthew Stafford still has T.J. Hockenson, and I think that that could be a difference maker. When a team gets a new coach, weird stuff happens. So I think that one could be a nice sly one.
And Khalil Mack is dealing with a back issue. I believe that he did not practice yesterday. Running backs, who you got?
All right, so I'm keeping in that same game. If DeAndre Swift doesn't play, then you got to play your Adrian Peterson. I like David Montgomery a lot more than other people in this matchup. You got to play any running back against the Lions. That's just like the rule of life. Anyone, I mean, if you've forgotten and not played Raheem Mostert, he's somehow still available, then you want to go absolutely pick him up. And you go with the ageless wonder Frank Gore as well in this one. I don't love the Devontae Booker as much.
Okay, wide receivers.
All right, so I'm looking. Let's see. One of my favorite plays for the week at wide receiver. I think you're going to want to look anyone. I'm debating going two places here for you, but I think that, you know, you could go with the Debo, of course, and the Brandon Ayuk, he's back. I don't love that one though, just because I told you I don't think that the Niners pull off the win against the Bills. I think you could go back to my pal on. You could go. Got to look deep at the Bills receivers. You could go back to the Cole Beasley. Well, I think that one's a fun one in this week too, that people are maybe not talking about as much. Not the Google and you get every answer the same for.
Yeah, I like that, especially no John Brown. He's still on IR. And last but not least, your tight ends, your favorite position.
My tight ends. of course, I told you I liked T.J. Hockenson, but I think he's getting a little too mainstream to target. You know, I'm looking, I understand that that Seattle has been not super generous to opposing tight ends, but the Evan Ingram's not your normal tight end, right? So I guess you could go with him. I think that could be a great matchup and for more of a, I don't know, I think maybe people still have him. I don't know, I feel like he got dropped a lot too, so he seems to be pretty available everywhere I can look. So I like him this week. Who do you like?
The Frisker with no Janu Smith.
Yeah, with no Janu Smith at the at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I want to say I was reading a stat that last time Frisco stepped in for Janu Smith, he played like 30% of the dropbacks, and he got he was highly targeted. So, and I think it's mm-hmm. I think it's a favorable matchup. So,
great.
I think that's a sneaky good play this week.
Anthony Frisco, I love it.
There we go. All right, Cynthia. Great.
We forgot another ageless wonder. You got to go with Jimmy Graham this week. You got
really?
Your tight end against the Lions. Yes, yes. Can't forget okay. that one.
she likes Jimmy Graham this week. I don't know about that, but you know, her word is gospel. That's for sure. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. Let's take some calls before we go to a break. We'll come back. And like I said, there's some really great streaming options this week in fantasy, and I will share those with you when we get back. Let's go to Greg in Manhattan. Greg, you're up. What you got?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I got a flex question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if I should be putting in Justin Jefferson or Robert Woods. I guess it's kind of a good problem to have.
Yeah, I call that champagne problems. You know, I really like Justin Jefferson. So I think they're both going to benefit you. I think they're both going to put up solid points, but I lean more towards Justin Jefferson, even with Adam Thielen back. I think Minnesota puts up a lot of points. I like the over in that Minnesota game.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay. Good luck this week. Let's go to Shelton in Staten Island. Yeah. Shelton, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Anita. And
good morning.
Thank you for your fantasy advice. I picked up Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it sounds like that's a game-time decision. So if the Dolphins go with Tua, do we trust Derek Carr to have a bounce-back week?
I know I'm going to throw you off here, but I would start Mitchell Trubisky over Derek Carr this week. And I want to believe that he's available on your waiver wire.
Yes, I was actually.
I highly doubt a lot of people are playing Mitchell Trubisky this week.
You're probably right.
But I trust him. I trust him more this week than I do Derek Carr.
All right, I'll roll with that. Thank you so much, Anita. Good luck.
You got it. Good luck to you as well. I know you could hear in his voice, he's just like, what is this chick talking about? When we get back, again, there are some other quarterbacks that I'm going to share with you as well that could be good streaming options heading into today, as well as some wide receivers and some tight ends. So stay tuned for that, and we'll continue with your calls, 800-919-3776. We just heard from Cynthia Freeland. I know we've got some calls on board as well. I'm going to get you guys 800-919-3776. Quarterbacks, I really like. Obviously, love me some Taysom Hill this week. Taysom Hill is in my top five. And I've got really interesting kind of take on what I believe is going to happen in the Saints-Falcons game. And that is, I think we're going to see a much different game plan with Taysom Hill this week than we did 3 weeks ago. Sean Payton, I think one of the most brilliant head coaches / offensive coordinators, knowing that he was going to play Atlanta twice in the course of 3 weeks with Taysom Hill, I think Sean Payton showed a Taysom Hill look 3 weeks ago, which, by the way, only two designated running plays. He rushed for almost 50 yards. But only two of those plays that were called in were designated rushing plays for him the first time that he faced Atlanta. I think last week was just a practice round for him because I think the Saints knew that their defense was going to manhandle a practice squad wide receiver plucked up off the practice squad to come in and play quarterback. So I believe they just used that game just to kind of like tinker with things with Taysom Hill. And I think we're going to see a much different Taysom Hill that Atlanta's defense is not expecting today. So I love the Saints today, by the way, -3, -2.5. This dude's still not getting any respect in the NFL, especially from the odds makers. But nonetheless, love me some Taysom Hill, top five, top 10 quarterback this week in fantasy. And some guys flying low on the radar. Love me some Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins can toss 4 touchdown passes today against Jacksonville easily. I really do. So love me some Kirk Cousins if he is available. I would start, to me, Kirk Cousins is a top 3 quarterback this week. I know Cynthia said that, you know, she's favoring Matthew Stafford. I also like Ryan Tannehill against Cleveland. Like I said, Cleveland, I want to say three of their DBs are out because of injury. So, very depleted secondary. So I do like Ryan Tannehill this week. And I loved Ryan Fitzpatrick, but again, there's a chance that Tua is going to start, and that's what we're hearing out of Miami. So again, I know, call me crazy, but I think Mitchell Trubisky could be good for at least 250 yards and two touchdowns today against Detroit, whose defense is just god awful. So those are some of my streaming quarterbacks. If you are desperate, maybe you've got Tom Brady that's on a bye, or you've got a quarterback like Matt Ryan who's got a horrible matchup against the Saints. Running backs, I mean, listen, Hines, you know, all these guys are pretty much taken, right? But like, if you're playing DFS, I think Gaskins is going to have a big workload for Miami. I heard that he's been practicing really well for the past 2 weeks. Obviously, love Nick Chubb. Miles Sanders, I think, is going to have to be utilized if Philadelphia even has a chance of beating the Green Bay Packers, which I don't believe they will, but to try to be competitive. Mostert back in that backfield for the San Francisco 49ers against the Buffalo Bills. Their defense has not impressed this year. Like I said, I like Hines, the running back in the backfield for Indianapolis. I think he'll be utilized in the passing game today. Damian Harris, you can run all over the Chargers. I think he's going to be utilized big time. David Montgomery, big game last week. Think he has a big game this week against Detroit. Just to name, I think Cam Akers broke one off for over 60 yards last week. Hopefully that's a sign of what's to come. Hopefully Sean McVay uses him against Arizona today. Wide receivers. Again, there are a number of wide receivers that you could use streaming. Obviously, Brandon Cooks gets an uptick with no Will Fuller, as well as Kiki Kuti. And I think Kiki Kuti could be available on your waiver wire. So I like him. I'm playing him in a few DFS lineups today. Michael Pittman Jr., again, against the Houston Texans secondary. I really like him a lot. Nelson Aguilar is dealing with an ankle issue. Love me some Hunter Renfro today. The Jets, they're horrible. They're slot corner. Whatever wide receiver comes out of the slot against the Jets, they have an absolute field day. They put up almost 100 receiving yards, which, by the way, the over-under in his receiving yards is 30.5. That's my best bet on the table today, by the way. Cole Beasley, as Cynthia said, no John Brown, a lot of 11 personnel. Cole Beasley is going to be utilized big time for the Buffalo Bills against the 49ers, as well as Gabriel Davis, who they stretched the field with, Alan Lazard, just to name a few. And at the tight end position, even though Zach Ertz is back, I still like Dallas Goedert. I think Zach Ertz is going to be put on a pitch count, but having him on the field really opens things up for Dallas Goedert. So I do like him today. Noah Fant against Kansas City. That's the one area that they are the weakest at, especially on defense. Jordan Atkins for Houston. Again, no Will Fuller. So Deshaun Watson's going to have to pass the ball to someone. And so I think Atkins gets an uptick in volume. Mike Gesicki, I think he scores a touchdown for Miami against Cincinnati. Cynthia said she likes Jimmy Graham. Okay. And as I mentioned earlier, Anthony Firkser. He's the tight end for Tennessee. No Janu Smith. And last time Anthony Firkser came in for Janu Smith, God, it's a funny last name. He got a lot of targets, a lot of volume, put up some solid receiving yards, and also scored a touchdown, possibly two if I remember. So some streaming options for you there. 800-919-3776. Let's take these two calls, and then we'll kick off New York game day. Let's go to Dominic in Yonkers. Dominic, you're up. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Anita. I got two questions for you real quick.
Go ahead.
CeeDee Lamb or Corey Davis.
Ooh. I don't like any wide receivers for the Dallas Cowboys against that Ravens secondary. So I would go Corey Davis.
Got it. And my flex, you mentioned Hines all the way, but I also have Chase Edmonds to pick up from. He's on my bench, and I also have Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I like Deebo Samuel today.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Good luck, Dominic. Let's end it with Linda. Linda. How you doing, Linda?
Okay, Anita. Question. Sterling Shepard or T. Higgins?
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm anticipating Colt McCoy to start. So therefore, to me, you know, now Sterling Shepard takes step down. So I would go T. Higgins.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's no, like, Cole Beasley's not available. Hunter Renfrow isn't available. Like, I'd play Hunter Renfrow over all those guys.
Okay, I'll see if he's available.
Yeah, please. Either Cole Beasley or Hunter Renfrow, I would play those guys over both the gentlemen that you mentioned. Okay. All right, Linda, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody listening to Fantasy Forecast. Again, I know it is week 13. It's a crucial week for a lot of people. You have some more fantasy football questions, hit me up on Twitter at Anita Marks. I'll answer as many as I can as we get closer to kickoff at 1 o'clock.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.